Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we are. My Casanova. Hockman and Crowder simulcast coming strong from Twin Peaks in Davie this afternoon. Breaking down what the Dolphins have done since we last spoke with you on Friday. Hurricanes have a game coming up on Saturday. And Ezekiel Elliott signs a big old deal. There's lots going on, man, in the world of sports. I love this time of year because I really do. You know, this morning I'm prepping for the show and I'm thinking to myself, and granted we missed Monday and Tuesday, I'm like, there is so much to get into over the course of the next 3 days. This is when it gets fast and furious. And we were just looking, like, we're at Twin Peaks in Davie, and I was saying to Crowder, you know, I can't figure out a way that the Dolphins can beat the Ravens because I think Lamar Jackson is going to run wild. I think he'll rush for over 100 yards.
Yeah.
I just don't see, especially the way that they've outscored them recently, I just don't see how the Dolphins have a chance to win on Sunday. I guess that's what makes sports great. But I really, like, I don't think I'm being a pessimist here. I really am not seeing this.
You know, we'll see. We'll see how good of coaches that Flores has put together. Because if they're in position and they just get destroyed because they're not NFL players, a lot of these guys wouldn't start for other teams that
are
the Dolphins. But you can see his scheme if they're in close games. If they're winning, think about last year, like Chicago game. Well, that was this hand slap game. They ran like a double reverse.
Went back and forth.
Yeah, like something like that where you could see Gase put together an offensive game plan. That's what you'll be able to see. You'll be able to see how good Flores is at calling games because if his guys are in position and just get jumped over or ran over, okay. But the scheme of it, see if you can sneak up on some people. See if you can put lesser athletes in positions to make plays they shouldn't make. You'll see what the coaching staff is about.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. I have a lot of stuff I want to get to, including the line on the Dolphins game. But let's get headlines first with Alejandro Solana, who's holding it down back in the studios. I almost said Miami Gardens. Holding it down back in the studios in El Portal.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We start with the Miami Marlins, who play game two of their three-game set versus the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight in Pitt. First pitch from PNC Park is at 7:05 p.m.
Somebody texts in, Hawk, please convince me not to put a year's salary on the Ravens -7. I'm going to have a tough time convincing you of that. Go ahead. Any more Marlins news, Solana?
No.
Good.
The Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores said today the Dolphins will vote on captains later this week.
Yes, Captain Phillips or who would be Mount Rushmore of captains? Text it in, 67974. Let me just do this off the top of my head. I believe I've done it before. And by the way, texts on Hockman and Crowder are driven by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota. This month, all new Toyotas are at clearance prices with 0% APR financing for 75 months on select models. Captain Kangaroo has to be on there, right?
Crunch.
Captain Crunch,
he makes
of course.
It.
And I think Captain Phillips has to be on there. Captain and Tennille.
Who?
The Captain and Tennille.
Huh? Who's that?
You guys don't know the Captain and Tennille?
No. What's he off?
Do that to me one more time.
Don't do that
once
no more.
Once is never enough. Oh, Captain Steubing from the Love Boat?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, I'll go with him.
Oh, Captain Jack Sparrow.
I only got one there.
It's Sparrow. Captain Jack Sparrow.
Sparrow. Isn't Sparrow. It Sparrow?
Well, it's,
Sparrow.
I mean, Sparrow. Pronounce it the right way. You know, Captain Jack Sparrow.
Captain
Phillips. Barbosa.
Who?
Captain Barbosa.
He's naming people off of Captain Jack Sparrow's movie.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah. Captain Barbossa.
I don't know. I don't know if I saw that movie.
Never saw Curse of the Black Pearl?
Nah.
Banger.
Captain Morgan.
All those movies are very similar. Captain Morgan.
I'm just looking at the texts that are coming. Captain Kirk. Captain America. This is very difficult.
UD.
The captain.
The captain.
The captain. I don't think UD can make it on this.
UD beats out Crunch.
I don't think so. Crunch has to be on there, right?
Oh, man. He's the most famous.
Captain Hook, Captain Ahab, Captain Picard, Captain Planet.
Captain Planet. He's our hero.
Man.
He'll take pollution down to zero.
This is tough. Very, very well done.
I loved it. Loved
that
show.
Very well done. Captain Caveman, Captain Marvel.
What was the guy's name on Steel Metal Jacket? Was he a captain? I loved him.
Full Metal Jacket?
There we go. What is Steel Metal Jacket?
I have no idea. It sounds like the knockoff porno. Exactly what I was thinking.
You have on your Steel Metal Jacket. It's beautiful.
All right, what else you got in the headlines there, Solana?
I think you forgot Pat White again, Hawk.
Oh, what about Captain D coming?
Captain D coming! He's on there. Knockoff Crunch. Captain coming.
What else you got, Solana?
And finally, medium rare hamburgers are illegal in Canada.
Oh, good. I don't like medium rare hamburgers.
Restaurants have to cook their meat at 160 degrees Fahrenheit or more, and to make a burger medium rare, you can't go over 145 degrees.
Oh, is that so? I thought it was the length of time you cooked it. I didn't realize it was the temperature.
It's the temperature.
But can they can sell sushi still? That's just raw.
That's fish.
Good question. Why would you criminalize
meat?
One?
Yeah, like
because you have to sell sushi. You can't have a whole country with no sushi.
Beef tartare.
Yeah. Well, no, I would imagine that you can't sell that. But I mean, it's got to be cooked. You can't cook beef tartare.
These damn Canadians.
You have any? You have any weather, Solana?
Oh, you know I do, Hawk.
I started shaking my head at Crowder the moment I said it.
So many days watching the Weather Channel, I did learn some tips from my friend Jim.
I imagine that you did.
Jimmy Cantori.
No one calls him Jimmy Cantori.
Jimmy Cantori, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in Miami, it is partly cloudy, only 92 degrees. Tonight the low will drop to 79 and the sunset will be at 7:35 p.m. sharp. There is a 90% chance you may or may not experience rain in SoFla. Weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's free to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more info.
What exactly did you learn from Jimmy Cantori?
Hey, man, Jimmy Cantori.
Will you be telling us in the 4 o'clock hour? You didn't show us anything there.
Jimmy Cantori, he knows how to give a damn weather report, I got to tell you.
Give a damn weather report.
That's his
job title.
His job.
Give you a damn weather report.
This dude just stands in the ocean, gets crushed by waves, but he'll give you the damn weather report.
He will give you the damn weather report. You are correct on that one. He will give you the damn weather report. Doesn't matter what's going on around him. He will give you the damn weather report. I want to say something as well. I believe that all the local meteorologists and the National Hurricane Center, whatever, I think they did an unbelievable job. I know that we all thought that the hurricane was coming right at us, and it was. And I always say this because there are people that complain, well, they don't know what they're talking about or whatever. Look, the hurricane doesn't file a flight plan. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't tell you in advance, this is the path that we're taking, and then the meteorologists don't pay attention. They're using formulas to try to guess where it's going to end up. But think about what transpired. You had a massive Category 5 hurricane 100 miles off the coast of Florida at one point, and they were all telling us in unison, in agreement, don't worry about it. It's going to shift north. Like, you may get some bands and whatnot. Like, that's crazy. When you saw the satellite photo and just how close that thing was to being on shore, and they were all saying, don't worry about it, because 25 years ago, they'd have said, yeah, it's coming. Like, I don't think there would have been data to tell them otherwise.
And we talked about it earlier, but people don't understand. A Bahamas fishing trip is a day trip.
It is hours away. And,
yes.
And by airplane, I said this earlier, you know, if, for those of you that listen on radio.com and you're not in the area, the Bahamas, Freeport, which really took a beating. Freeport's different than Nassau. Nassau is a little further away. That's like Boca to Miami. You know what I mean? So that Nassau, I don't think, was devastated the way Freeport is. Freeport is an 18-minute flight from Fort Lauderdale International Airport. That is, I mean, an 18-minute flight.
They don't even
bring the
wheels up. They leave the wheels down.
They don't even – they skim the ocean.
They had 200 feet off the offshore.
You're just kind of bounced.
You're just kind of
– it's Captain Sully. Captain Sullenberger. You can't forget him.
Not over Captain Cumming, though.
Yeah, that's true, though. We
got to make a list. This is tough.
But in all honesty, you know, we really lucked out, and our friends in the Bahamas to the east of us took a beating. I was thinking this, too. What if this hurricane just parked itself off the coast of Florida, kind of like aliens in Independence Day, where it was just there? And let's say they didn't attack or whatever. They were just there, and maybe they were there for 20 years because that was a week in their time. Like, would we just learn to go about our business? If that hurricane was just – that just became part of the map. That hurricane is there spinning right off the coast.
Nah, right? Son. I get gas every time I left the house.
Every day.
That was I kept getting gas and re-upping the water. You know, I'm silly. I get the Goldfish Cheddar Blast. That's my hurricane food.
Those things are good.
I had to keep getting my Cheddar Blast over and over because we were running out. Yes.
Well,
no, I'd be terrified when it set there.
I'll tell you, man, we feel for our friends in the Bahamas. I mentioned it earlier in the show. We have a lot of listeners that listen in the Bahamas that, we are their sports radio, and we're their connection to their favorite teams, and we feel for them. By the way, Entercom Radio here, South Florida, we're going to give you multiple ways to help the people of the Bahamas as they try to recover from the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian. You can join the folks at Local 10 and their care force by logging on to local10.com, or you can team up with CBS4's Neighbors for Neighbors by going to neighbors4neighbors.org. Also, if you're planning on joining us at the Joe DiMaggio Children's Hospital Kids Expo this weekend at the Museum of Discovery and Science, we will have collection containers there as well. So any way you want to do it, we urge our listeners to do what they can to help those in need. And if you've seen any of the video from the devastation in the Bahamas and the Abacos, it is a tremendous amount of devastation, and they're going to need our help. And I really do believe that South Florida will come through and help our neighbors to the east. So obviously, we here in South Florida, we escaped what could have been a really, really bad hurricane. But I wanted to say, and not including Solana in this, the local meteorologist did a great job, I thought, from Julie Durda to John Morales to our friend Craig Setzer.
Yeah.
Everyone, I thought, did a fantastic job, except for Solana, who's working out the kinks in his weather delivery. I think you're close, Solana, but you're not there yet, you'd admit.
I would disagree with you. I think I did plenty this past week. And no, seriously, by not doing anything, by not giving a single weather report, by not tweeting anything about the hurricane.
So addition by subtraction.
Exactly.
Which is that's a fair analysis. By not polluting the public discourse on the hurricane, you did a service.
Yes.
I'll give you that. Yeah.
Get used to that. That's going to be your life.
I'll give you that. Use that as like a jump off for anything. Sports, headlines, anything where you think you might have something to add. Just remind yourself, sometimes there's addition by subtraction.
Got it.
Look at that. He may have gotten it.
It sounds so good.
This may be a drill, but he may have gotten it.
We have overcome.
I don't know. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post is scheduled to join us next. We'll talk some Miami Dolphins. Dolphins just a few days away from opening their season. I want to talk about the Cheetah here first, though, and you can watch all the football games all season long. Any of the Cheetah clubs. Cheetah Hallandale has that separate sports lounge. Perfect way to watch the games. That can be your headquarters for football action. Got to make Cheetah Hallandale your free lunch hotspot. Why would you pay for lunch with an unpleasant view. You can enjoy a gourmet lunch menu for free every day, 11:30 till 3. They've got happy hour till 6, so much more. In the biz, guests, you can enjoy 25% off your entire bar tab, $100 bottle specials, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. The place for In the Biz workers is the Cheetah. Again, 25% off your entire bar tab, free admission, and more Sundays through Tuesdays. And, hey, are you a VIP yet at Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs? Guys, this is the VIP membership you want to get into. No waiting to get in. Free admission, exclusive VIP parties and special events, and much more. And if you want info on anything I just told you about, you could check out their website, which is cheetahsofl.com. We will talk some Dolphins with Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post next on Hockman and Crowder. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. Normally here on Mondays, but we were off on Monday for Labor Day, and then we ended up being off yesterday because of Hurricane Dorian, and so we are hunkered down now. Not a bad place to hunker down at Twin Peaks in Davie, right on University. Great food, great drinks, great service, great atmosphere. Just a nice place to be.
They got it figured out.
Yes, they've got it figured out. That's a perfect way to put it. Joe Shad is going to join us here on the simulcast. He covers the Miami Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post, and he's been very busy since last Friday or so when all hell has broken loose. Hello, Joe. Are you able to gather all your wits about you? You've been working nonstop, I guess.
Yeah, that's all right, fellas. It's always interesting. There's certainly going to be a lot of roster turnover this year. I was really just trying to figure out who all these people are in the Dolphins locker room. And I know a couple of days ago, one of the linemen was asking me, where do I put my dirty uniform pants? I'm like, why are you asking me? Like, why? He's like, well, I just got here. I'm like, yeah.
That is so unbelievable. That's crazy. Let me get your take. We haven't spoken with you in a while. Let me get your take. First of all, the Laremy Tunsil trade, you got, I think, a pretty good deal in return, but you're giving up really the only talent you had on the O-line. What was your take on it?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that concerns me is that left tackle is obviously a premium position. I mean, we all know that the Dolphins are seeking the next Dan Marino, and they'll do anything they can to get to a Tagovailoa or Trevor Lawrence or whoever in one of the next two drafts. And I get it. That is of premium importance. But right behind that is, like, who's the left tackle? Now, if you get Tua, he's lefty, so you could argue the right tackle is as important, if not more. But, you know, I kind of thought Laremy was a cornerstone piece, you know, a building block to the future, he and Xavier Howard. And obviously the Dolphins felt that the offer was too much to take. But we'll find out, because who replaces Laremy Tunsil long-term is a huge question mark for this franchise that they didn't have a week ago.
And, Joe, this is an organizational, you know, they're rebuilding. It's obvious now, especially what they did this past weekend. Are they doing it right? Like, can you see the light at the end of the tunnel with what they've done with the draft picks and the free agent money they have next season?
Yeah, I mean, tanking works. It's not just a rebuild. Let's call it what it is. It is a tank. It is a clean – it is a design to lose. Their hope, administratively, is to lose as much as possible. Now, I know they'll be pushed back, and I'm sure the Dolphins won't be happy to hear me say that, but how else could you explain, you know, gutting the whole roster to the point where, you know, there's very little premium talent left? So, but it works. It's going to be extremely painful. Can be a very long season for everybody, a lot of anxiety and stress and a lot of losing. But if you look at the Cleveland Indians, the Chicago Cubs, the Cleveland Browns, the Philadelphia 76ers, dumping all the talent you have, accumulating salary cap space and premium draft choices does work. Even if you don't hit on all those picks, you usually hit on enough to have a resurgence as a franchise.
Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post is with us. What did Brian Flores have to say today? He's just focused on Baltimore, I guess. He probably doesn't want to talk continuously about all the moves.
He is. He's just focused on Baltimore and how good their defense is and how excited he is to see Ryan Fitzpatrick play. And certainly some guys who have just arrived are going to have to play a lot on Sunday, and there's a challenge to that. in terms of trying to figure out the playbook. You know, one interesting thing he said is that Kenyon Drake is fully healthy and he feels has the proper mindset to get a lot of touches on Sunday. That was an interesting thing for him to publicly say. You know, the Dolphins listed Kenyon Drake as the starter ahead of Kalen Ballage on their first official depth chart. So I guess if you're one of those fantasy football types and you need to pick a Dolphin, maybe you pick Drake ahead of Ballage this week.
And, Joe, what we're talking about, you just said it, with the tank, which they're doing, getting rid of the only, you know, one of the only good young pieces they have in Laremy Tunsil. Wouldn't it line up to play Rosen now? You're going young. You don't want to win many games. Why would you play Fitzpatrick? Now it doesn't seem like Rosen should take the helm.
Yeah, well, we talked to Ryan Fitzpatrick today, and he seems like a guy who understands that he's about to get sacked 7 times on Sunday. And this is not to disparage any of the people who are good people who are going to play on that offensive line on Sunday. They just don't have the pedigree, the resume, the experience. I mean, they're going to start 2 rookies, including an undrafted guy in all likelihood, on the offensive line. They're going to start a guy who gave up reportedly between 12 and 15 sacks last year for Houston playing left tackle. They're going to play a guy probably at right tackle who's probably better at right guard in Jesse Davis. So, you know, I think they're setting up Fitzpatrick to take the beating. I think he kind of knows what he signed up for. But by the same token, it's kind of interesting, right? Because they want to sort of punish Rosen and make him earn the starting position. But certainly being the starting quarterback for the Dolphins is an extraordinary challenge at this point.
I mean, it's going to be hard to get a real take on what Josh Rosen has, because he's back in the same situation that he was in last season, right? I mean,
he's going to play. Oh, you're talking about the weakness of
the
offensive
line. Yeah, like how can you
and,
really get a take on what he could do if he's under pressure all game long?
Well, if Josh Rosen is actually going to live up to his top 10 draft status, then he's going to have to prove that he is a difference maker who can overcome weakness around him. You know, the Dolphins have talked about how Fitzpatrick can't do it all by himself and he needs Devontae Parker and Kenyon Drake and all these guys to Mike Gesicki to help him. But if and when Rosen gets his chance, let's say, you know, game 5, and he'll play as long as he can stay healthy, I think from that point, can he prove that he's better than he was in the spring? Can he prove that he's better than he was in the summer and last year? I mean, because we all know there's a 90% chance they're drafting a quarterback in the first round next year anyway.
And, Joe, with the talent, I don't want to say talent, but like you say, in a struggling NFL roster, can we really see what kind of coach Brian Flores is, O'Shea? Like, can we evaluate this coaching staff with this roster?
Yeah, I mean, if the Dolphins win 4 games and are competitive in 10 to 12 of them, I'm going to say fine job Coach Flores, fine job Chad O'Shea. That's how low the expectations are. I mean, we're not going to grade Flores on how many wins he has this year. We're going to grade him on whether or not the players quit, whether or not the players whine, whether or not, you know, their schemes actually do confuse opponents regularly or semi-regularly. We say this is a wins and losses business, but not for the Dolphins in 2019.
Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post is with us. That being said, have you had any criticisms of the way Chris Greer and Brian Flores and Stephen Ross have handled this particular offseason? You know, the releasing of John Denny, the trade of Tunsil, there's myriad moves that they've made over the last 5 days. Like, is any of that up for criticism to you?
Well, if you're trying to win, yeah, because you would think that you could find a way to have a key. You know, is Akeem Spence and Vincent Taylor and T.J. McDonald, are these guys among the 53 most talented players? Bryce Butler, yeah, of course they are. But I think, you know, what you have to look at is the Dolphins are saying there's zero chance that any of these people, other than Tunsil, of course, are going to be on the roster next year. So, you know, like John Denny, for example, we all love John Denny, but he is 40 years old. So the Dolphins are thinking if we have to go through 3 long snappers this year to find the one that we think can actually do it for the following 3 years, then it's, you know, more important than the feel-good story of John Denny.
Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post is with us. Any chance that you think they can win Sunday, hang with the Ravens Sunday?
I haven't even thought of that.
The craziest season. This is the Joe, have you been involved in a season like this before?
Back maybe when I played Little League on Whaley Brothers in the third grade.
I mean, it's crazy, right? I mean, this is
it's upside down. I mean, it's where, you know, like Jets fans, when they were trying to suck for Luck and suck for Sam, they were hoping for close losses. And I'd be interested to hear, I mean, your listeners, you get the sense that they would prefer the team lose on Sunday? Because I'm thinking diehard Dolphin fans are hoping for close losses. You know, like, hey, Christian Wilkins has three sacks, but we lose. Minkah Fitzpatrick has two picks, but we lost. It's kind of like, you know, I don't know. It's kind of like when you have a player in fantasy and you're rooting for him to do well in fantasy, but not to beat your real-life team. It's like all twisted. It'll give you a migraine.
It is a little bit refreshing, though, to have zero expectations. Like, you're not expecting your team, you know, you don't have undue expectations on your team that normally comes at the beginning of the season. I was talking with Crowder earlier, like, the 1-15 team that he was on. Like, I was asking, like, there were expectations. He said, yeah, it was Cam Cameron's first season. We had some offensive threats. Like, there was a hope that we could do something. This team, there's no expectation. Like you said, if they're able to coach the team to four wins, you'd consider it a success.
Yeah, I guess. And, you know, and you have to think that even if the Dolphins – see, when the Jets tried to suck for Sam, they with Josh McNown or whatever, they, I think disappointingly won five games, and then they had to trade up by giving 2 second-rounders to the Colts to get their franchise quarterback. I mean, the Dolphins have enough ammunition really to overwhelm anybody in a trade scenario. They're going to get one of these quarterbacks this year, and who knows, their plan might be to spend high and draft quarterbacks in each of the next 2 years. I mean, at least it's different. It does make it a long year. It's setting up to be a long year.
Yeah. Yeah, it's easy, I would say, for fans to say, yes, I'm on board. I understand what they're doing. You know, get to week 7 when you're having a tough time putting a touchdown on the board.
Telling me? Yeah. 1-15 year?
Right. Right. It's not as easy as it sounds.
No, sir.
Yeah. Joe Shad, read his work in the Palm Beach Post, palmbeachpost.com. Follow him on Twitter as well. Thank you, Joe.
Dolphins preview section tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Dolphins preview section tomorrow in the Palm Beach Post. And look, it is what it is. They're not, you know, they might be sugarcoating it a little bit, but they're not sugarcoating it like you see from every move that they make. This is, as Joe said, going to be a long season.
And it sounds fun. I've told the story before. When we were 0-4 in 07, 0-5, the fans were like cussing and yelling at you. They'd make fun of you and stuff. You hear them talking behind your back at restaurants. When you get to 0-9, 0-10, they start feeling sorry for you. Hey, guys, come on now, Crowder, man. You know, you'll be okay, man.
You can
just
do
keep
it,
the
man.
Guys together. That's when I knew it was bad.
You can do it,
when,
big guy.
When anger went to sympathy, that's when I knew it got
the
bad.
The last thing you want as a professional athlete is to feel sympathy from the fan base.
That's exactly what they were doing.
Right? Like, you don't want sympathy from Joe Fan.
It'll be okay, Crowder. We'll always bounce back next season.
Listen,
bro.
Listen, man, you can't help it. The scheme's not right for you.
Get from by me. Yeah, you talking about.
We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. Hurricane season, as we all know, is here. We went through many days of uncertainty, and like we talked about in the last segment, the Bahamas and the Abacos really got a terrible turn with Hurricane Dorian. But this is a reminder for everyone to call or visit BNT Impact Windows and Doors. My wife got a text this morning from friends of ours because we my wife and I and my son, preparing for this hurricane was unlike any other one that we've had because we had the Impact Windows and Doors throughout our house. And it's a great feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors. So my wife got a text this morning from a friend of hers that said, hey, what's the company again that Mark always talks about on the air and that you guys use? Look, having the PGT Impact Windows and Doors throughout our house made made it a more palatable situation over the last few days. First of all, we didn't feel like we were in a cave. You know, the windows are windows. The doors are protected. You have this feeling of security. And while it's probably too late to have them fully installed and inspected by the end of hurricane season, you can certainly call BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Have them come out this week. Don't wait any longer. Don't wait till next hurricane season. Have them come out, measure everything, give you an estimate, because it's a different feeling when you've got PGT Custom Windows and Doors protecting everything in your home. And I honestly rave about BNT Impact Windows and Doors. They're a great company to work with. And this morning I was talking with one of the owners, Tom, and I said, look, I've got friends that want to get this done now. And he's like, yeah, have them call me. So I know we all had a nice wake-up call the last few days, and it could have been a lot worse. But now's the time to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. Had a huge debut over the weekend, a debut of something very special to me. Going to tell you what it was and how it went when we come back on Hockman and Crowder. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Lots to talk about. I'm looking at the lines right now for college football this weekend. I got to go over some of this stuff with you because some of the stuff is mind-boggling to me. In fact, Dr. Chuck Metzger, who's our staff physician, he's here at Twin Peaks with us, and I want to ask you something not about injuries and whatnot. I'm going to ask you something in a second, but I was actually with him yesterday, and we were talking about some of these lines. Like, one of these jumps out at me. If I told you, because in Boca, FAU is hosting UCF this weekend. Now, UCF, I think, is ranked 17 in the nation. FAU got blowed out by Ohio State, although happened to have a really good second half.
Yeah.
And I think that quarterback, Robinson, from FAU, is pretty decent. But if I said to you, what do you think the line is? FAU hosting UCF in Boca, I think it's Saturday night.
20-point dogs?
Right? And what'd you say yesterday?
I said 24, I think.
24?
Yeah.
10.
Really?
Shocking. Makes no sense.
The line is FAU minus 10. Now, what am I missing there?
We need to bet on it. That's what we're
right?
missing.
Right? We had the same conversation yesterday.
Yeah, we said the same thing. It just didn't seem to make any sense. 10 points.
That one,
no sense.
Can someone text in what I'm missing there? UCF, you would think, would be a 20 to 30 point favorite over FAU.
I heard what Lane Kiffin said. If Nick Saban would have let him call the offense in the national championship game, they would have scored 80. Maybe Lane Kiffin's the one moving
well,
the line.
I do think the second half that they played against Ohio State has something to do with it, because it looked like Lane Kiffin and the offense got it together a little bit. But, man, UCF is a two-time national champion.
You know what? It might be people don't believe in UCF. It might not be FAU. It might be UCF being overrated.
They are ranked number 18, though, against an unranked opponent. I'm telling you, that one is the one. When I look through the line, there's another line, too. I forget who Alabama is playing, but Alabama is a 55-point favorite. Now, normally, you don't see that. Usually, you can't take bets on that. They'll just take that game off the board. Like, would you lay 55 points at any time in any game, no matter who the opponents are?
No,
I don't think
tough.
I could do it.
That's tough.
55 points. I don't think I could do it.
At some point, don't you throw in the backup to see what they got?
Yes, exactly. And it could be at halftime if it's 33-0. Like, I mean, and you're just going to run the ball, and you never know if somebody's going to get a junk TD. But that UCF FAU line, man, I am so confused by that.
I mean, did they suspend like the entire offensive line?
Maybe someone could text it in. Where like maybe there is something that I'm missing in that game, because like I said to you, just what would you make the line? Just not knowing anything about it, 20. I had asked Dr. Chuck, and he said 24. I'd asked Jim DeJoseph. He said 28. Like, that's where everybody's head goes on that. I am
– There has to be more to it.
Really confused by
all,
that one.
All those UCF fans that will always want to talk to me about, bring up UCF. Please text us in and tell us what's going on with this line.
I don't get it because I want to bet it. Right, I want to bet it right now.
I was about
now.
To say, let's not bring a lot of attention to it. Let's bet it.
I know we're gonna move the line.
Get where it is.
So Dr. Chuck Metzger normally comes on with us, talk about injuries. I think we had you on talk about Antonio Brown's feet the other day. Yes. I'm not gonna give your whole bio because you know this is not an official appointment with Dr. Chuck. Although you can follow him on Twitter at Chuck Metzger. But he was with me. So this weekend, I said in the last segment, there was a debut this past weekend, and it may have been a little overshadowed by Hurricane Dorian, but there was a debut this weekend, and it's the new and improved Hockman Burger. Now, you remember years ago, this is about 7 years ago now, we had a Hockman Burger, and it was available at 32 Miami Subs locations. Yep. And I got such a kick out of it. And it was a burger with cheddar, Funyuns, and barbecue sauce. And I did say Funyuns. That was my choice. You know, the actual bag of Funyuns. They'd put a couple Funyuns on it instead of onions. Well, my friends at Tucker Duke's, now Tucker Duke's Lunchbox, they have fed us for several years now where I bring in some lunch from them.
Oh, and it's so good.
There's two locations. You've got Deerfield Beach and you've got Boca Raton. So I got together. There was about 25 people on Sunday. Dr. Chuck and his family, and Jim DeJoseph and his family, Ozzy Rodriguez and his family. We all went to Tucker Duke's in Deerfield Beach to sample the debut of the new Hockman Burger. Now, Tucker Duke's, we know, they do food right. It's ridiculous how good their burgers are. The Hockman Burger, the new and improved Hockman Burger that Tucker Duke's created, is a half-pound burger. And it's got chili, it's got Fritos on both sides, so you get that crunch factor. It's got sour cream.
And cheddar cheese.
Shredded cheddar and raw onion.
Raw onion.
And it, now, Dr. Chuck, you went, you had one, and?
I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun. It was a great location, you know, great group of people that we got together, very hyped up. But I will tell you, what made it the best was the actual burger. Delicious, like you said, a combination of chewy, sweet,
crunchy,
and just great flavor to the burger altogether. It was really, really good.
And a couple of the Tucker Duke's part.
Tucker Duke burgers are huge.
I didn't put it down. I just, you know, woofed it down. I had it with some great sweet potato fries. It was a little controversial, but I mean, other than that, it was.
You know how I feel about sweet potato fries. It was highly controversial. It wasn't a little controversial. It was highly controversial. But the Tucker Duke Hockman Burger is available for September only. And they've got the two locations, and it's on the menu insert or whatever, so you'll see it when you go there. I'm not lying. I'm going to bring you one.
Thank you.
I'm not lying. I'm not just saying this because I don't get a cut out of the sales. I'm not just saying this. It's a great hamburger. I am so proud of it, and I did on Instagram. I could repost it. Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. I've got some video and some pictures of all of us enjoying the debut of the Hockman Burgers. But I encourage everyone to go to Tucker Duke's in Deerfield or Boca and try the Hockman Burger. So I had said to John, one of the owners of Tucker Duke's, like, how many of these do you need to sell for it to be considered a smashing success for one of their monthly specials? Oh. And he said, like 150 burgers. At both locations, you know, and I said, oh,
kill that.
We can do that, right? We can do that in a week.
A week.
So if you're listening right now and you're thinking about where to get dinner, I'm telling you, Tucker Duke's in Deerfield or Boca, and you get the Hockman Burger. In fact, get two or three. You go in there, you take one home, you give one to someone standing outside when you walk outside. Just, you know, get several. But it really, I'm so pleased with the burger that Tucker Duke's made. So, again, half-pound burger, and it's got chili and Fritos and sour cream and shredded cheddar and raw onions. And it is Dr. Chuck Metzger approved.
Absolutely. Very creative, delicious burger, well-cooked, great preparation, delicious.
And as a medical professional – you would say, you probably don't want to eat one of these three meals a day. But you can indulge once in a while.
Yes, I would say several times a week would be solid. I think it does great for you. I mean, you don't want your cholesterol too low.
Right. You don't want your cholesterol too low.
Never heard anybody say that.
Well, he's a different kind of doctor. He's a different kind of doctor. He's a different kind of doctor. So there you go. Thank you, Dr. Chuck, for stopping by Twin Peaks.
Do you like going places with Dr. Chuck?
He's an interesting bird.
But I'm just looking at y'all sit here next to me. It seems like he would draw a lot more attention.
He's a good-looking guy. And he's a doctor.
Yeah, just like his whole persona.
I'm pretty comfortable with who I am and what I've got. No, he attracts the attention. He is and look at that. Look at that. My old college roommate Barry is walking in. I mean, this is like this is like Mark Hochman. This is your life. You put this together for me.
It's an intervention.
It's really an intervention. Come on in, Barry. Let's talk to him about this drinking.
Tree, did you put this together for me?
Let's talk to him about this drinking.
This is something special. This is an intervention? I had no idea. Who else is
going so well so far?
Crazy. I felt like I had everything under control, the gambling and all. You know, I thought I had it under control. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. Chuck. Appreciate it. And I certainly urge everyone to head on over to Tucker Duke's at some point during the month of September. Get yourself a Hochman burger. I am very, very proud of it.
Guys, when it comes to tailgating, Publix always rises to the occasion. We're all excited. Football season is here, and it is a special occasion, and that's why something special Publix had to come out with, the new Miami Dolphin Pub Sub. I had one the other day. Crispy chicken tenders, boar's head bacon, crisp lettuce, tomatoes, cheddar cheese on top, and topped off with the tasty garlic parmesan sauce. It is awesome. Get you Miami Dolphin Pub Subs and be the king of your tailgate, but be the king of the tailgate with all the Publix stuff. The official supermarket of the Miami Dolphins. They have platters that feed dozens of people. Drinks, ice, beer, chips, sides, snacks. All you need is at Publix. And I love this. The busy moms, the busy dads, Publix will deliver. Go to Publix.com/pubsubs. You make your order. They will deliver. I'm running around on Friday nights coaching. Saturday, I try to spend some time with my kids. Sunday, I'm doing Dolphin pregame. But if I want to have a watch party, if I want to hang out and tailgate after I'm off the pregame, hang out in the parking lot, I can get the stuff from Publix delivered to my house that morning. Find all your tailgating needs at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
More Dolphins and Canes when we come back on Hochman and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.